Decades after it went missing, Hattie McDaniel's Academy Award is replaced.
McDaniel was awarded Best Supporting Actress in 1940 for playing Mammy in Gone with the Wind.
No use to try to sweet talk me, Miss Scarlet. I knows you ever since I put the first pair of diapers on you. I said I was going to land with you, and voila I is.
She was the first black person to be awarded an Oscar.
This is one of the happiest moments of my life. And I want to thank each one of you who had a part in selecting me for one of the awards. For your kindness, it has made me feel very, very humble. And I shall always hold it as a beacon for anything that I may be able to do in the future.
Following McDaniel's death in 1952, her Oscar was donated to Howard University. But 20 years later, it went missing.
Last night, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences gave Howard a replacement. Here's the dean of the Chadwick A. Boseman College of Fine Arts, Felicia Rashad.
Today, we celebrate not only the restoration of this treasure, but the power of intention.
But the milestone Oscar win was not universally celebrated. The director of the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures, Jacqueline Stewart, noted that last night.
The audience reception of the film ranged from high praise for her performance to sharp criticism for taking a role in a film that romanticizes periods of slavery and Reconstruction from a white supremacist point of view.
With that role, however, a daughter of formerly enslaved Americans broke a Hollywood color barrier. It would be half a century before another black actress would follow her.
In 1990, Whoopi Goldberg took home the Oscar for her supporting role in Ghost.